Okay, we'll just open with a word of prayer then. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your mercy and for the gift that is the gospel. And most importantly, for that finished work that was given on the cross of Calvary. We ask that you bless this time together, give help with the speaking and translation. We pray that any of those who might not be saved might come to Christ. We ask this in that most holy and precious name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, good morning, everyone, or evening for you in the Philippines. Thank you all for listening today. Unlike the usual gospel message I give on here today, I'm going to actually tell my testimony, the story of how I got saved. It's not because my story is anything special. It's just a small part of things. The real message is what God can do through the Lord Jesus Christ and what he offers to sinners.
Magandang umaga, magandang hapon, o magandang gabi sa lahat ng nakikinig. Nais ibahagi ni Mark sa araw na ito ang kanyang patutuo. Ang kwento kung paano siya ay naligtas. Hindi sapagkat ito ay espesyal, ang kanyang kwento ay isa lamang maliit na parte at ang totoong mensahe ng Diyos ay ang ginawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo at kung ano ang maibibigay para sa mga makasalanan.
My personal journey to Christ began during one of the worst periods in my life. On November 15th of 2022, my fiance and spouse of nearly 16 years, Emily, unexpectedly passed away.
At ang paglalakbay ni Mark patungo sa Panginoong kay Kristo ay nagsimula nang siya ay magkaroon ng napakasamang karanasan na naging bahagi ng kanyang buhay. Noong Nobyembre 15, 2022, ang kanyang kasintahan ng halos 16 na taon na si Emily ay hindi inaasahang sumakabilang buhay.
I was in a state of emotional turmoil at the time. I was faced with an anger and sadness, frustrations, and entering a period of depression. Without going into too many details right now, it was what was going to be the start of a very dark time for me.
Naging magulo ang kaisipan ni Mark. Hindi niya alam kung siya ba ay magagalit, malulungkot, o magkakaroon o makakaranas ng kabiguan at depresyon. At ito ang simula ng napakadilim na bahagi ng kanyang buhay.
As is common for many people in my situation, I started to receive a lot of condolence cards from people during that time. But there was one that came to me from the O'Leary Gospel Hall that stood out a little bit.
At ng mga panahong iyon, kagaya ng nararapat, ay nakatanggap siya ng mga card ng pakikidalamhati. At ang mga card na iyon, ang isa sa mga card na iyon na nanggaling sa O'Leary Gospel Hall, napatungo sa kanyang isipan.
The card from the O'Leary Gospel Hall was signed by several of the members from there and had a few Bible verses written in it, and it also came with a little financial assistance to help me at the time. At that point, I didn't understand those pieces of scripture that were written in it, but the verses kind of stuck in my mind a little bit.
At ang nasabing card na mula sa O'Leary Gospel Hall ay nakasulat ang pangalan ng ilang mga tao doon. At kalakip niyon ay ilang talata sa Biblia at kaunting tulong financial sa panahon na yon. Hindi niya naiintindihan kung ano ba ang mga talata sa card. Subalit ito ay nanatili sa kanyang isipan.
I wasn't a particularly religious person at all. I'd gone to some church whenever I was younger. My grandparents would take me along with them on Sunday mornings. All my life, I believed there was some kind of higher power out there, but I didn't believe anything specific.
Masasabi niyang hindi naman siya relihiyosong tao. Paminsan-minsan siya ay dumadalo sa simbahan. At nung siya ay bata pa, ay dinadala siya sa simbahan ng kanyang lolo at lola. At marahil siya ay naniniwala lamang na mayroong isang mataas at makapangyarihan, subalit ito'y walang katiyakan.
After Emily had passed away, I was left filled with an anger towards whatever that higher power I believed in was. And I don't know if it was because of that anger or the grief that I was feeling at the time or just thinking about that card from the gospel hall that they had sent me, but at the time it led me to download a Bible app on my phone, and I started searching for those verses in the card and verses that had to do with death and grief, suffering.
Nang si Emily ay sumakabilang buhay, napuno siya ng galit patungkol sa mataas na sa paniniwala niya na mataas at makapangyarihang taong iyan. Subalit marahil sa kanyang galit o sa kanyang kalungkutan o sa kaisipan na mayroong mga taong tumutulong sa kanya mula sa gospel hall, ay nag-download siya ng Bible app sa kanyang telepono at nagsimula siyang hanapin ang mga talata patungkol sa kamatayan at kalungkutan.
At the time, there was two verses that kind of stuck with me. The first one was in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4 says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted."
At ng mga panahong iyon, dalawang talata sa Biblia ang nanatili sa kanyang isipan. Ang una ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Mateo, chapter 5, verse 4. Sinasabi rito, "Mapalad ang mga nagdadalamhati sapagkat aaliwin siya ng Diyos."
The other verse that stuck with me at the time was in Psalm 34. Psalm 34 and verse 18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit."
At ang ikalawang talata na nanatili sa kanyang isipan ay matatagpuan naman sa aklat ng mga awit, chapter 34, verse 18. At dito'y sinasabi, tumutulong siya o tumutulong ang Diyos sa nagsisiphayo, ang walang pag-asa'y hindi binibigo.
At the time, those verses were a bit of a comfort for me. And as time started to go by, as one does, I started to send out thank you cards for everybody who had something nice to say or gave me some help with everything I was dealing with after Emily passed. And it brought up that card again from the O'Leary Gospel Hall.
At ang mga talatang iyon ay nagbigay ginhawa sa kanya. At sa paglipas ng mga araw, ay nag-umpisa siyang magbigay ng mga card ng pasasalamat sa mga taong tumulong at nagbigay ng mga mabubuting salita sa kanya sa pagkawala ng kanyang kasintang si Emily. At ng panahon na iyon ay muli niyang nakita ang card na nanggaling sa O'Leary Gospel Hall.
At the time, I asked my sister-in-law, because her and my brother regularly went to the O'Leary Gospel Hall, and I didn't know the people there at all. So I asked her how I could properly thank them for what they had given to help me.
At ng panahon na iyon ay tinanong niya ang kanyang hipag, sapagkat ang kanyang hipag at ang kanyang kapatid ay nagtutungo sa O'Leary Gospel Hall at wala siyang kakilala. At tinanong niya kung paano ba kung paano ba sila mapapasalamatan.
She suggested to me something rather simple. She said I should just go and attend one of their Sunday night gospel meetings. The Sunday night gospel meetings there are very similar to what we do here every Saturday.
At iminungkahi sa kanya ng kanyang hipag ang isang simpleng pamamaraan na siya ay dumalo sa lingguhang pagpapahayag ng ebanghelyo sa Uliri Gospel Hall. At ang pagpapahayag na iyon ay katulad ng aming ginagawa ngayon.
I remember thinking in my mind, I can do this. I'll go to 3 meetings. That should be more than thank you enough to the people there.
At naisip niya na maaari akong pumunta roon ng 3 beses at marahil ito ay sapat na nasabihin ko ang aking pasasalamat sa kanila.
It'd be a couple weeks from then before I started to feel that need to go in and give my thanks to them. And in the meantime, building up to that, I had moved from where Emily and I were living up to the western part of Prince Edward Island. I just wasn't able to keep living where I was after being there with somebody for so long.
Tumipas ang 2 linggo nang naisin niya na siya ay nakahanda ng dumalo. At ng mga panahong iyon, siya ay lumipat ng tahanan at umalis sa tahanan kanilang pinagsaluhan ng kanyang kasintahan dahil hindi na niya matagalan ang paninirahan sa kanyang dating tahanan.
I remember my first impression whenever I walked into the O'Leary Gospel Hall was that it wasn't like any of those churches I had attended when I was a kid. The atmosphere there was very inviting. It didn't have all those ornate symbols or flourishes. There was nobody standing in big fancy robes.
Ang unang impresyon niya nang siya ay dumalo sa gusaling sambahan ay hindi kagaya ng ilang mga simbahan na kanya nang napuntahan. Ang kapaligiran sa Uliri Gospel Hall ay mapag-anyaya. Walang simbolo ng kasaganaan at walang magarbong kasuotan.
The meetings were rather simple. There was just 2 different individuals who'd get up and they'd speak about Jesus and God, about the need of salvation. I didn't understand all the words they were saying, and I didn't know the words to any of the songs, but I didn't even know where to flip in my Bible whenever they told me what verse they were going to read. But I sat there and I listened.
Ang pagpupulong ay isang simple lamang. May dalawang tao na nagsalita patungkol sa Panginoong Jesus, patungkol sa Diyos at patungkol sa kaligtasan. Hindi niya naiintindihan kung ano man ang mga salitang iyon at hindi rin niya alam ang mga kantang kanilang inawit. At hindi rin niya alam kung paano buksan ang kanyang Biblia. Subalit siya ay nakaupo, umupo at nakinig lamang.
At first, I was just attending these meetings out of obligation. In my mind, it was still, this is my thank you to these people. But by the second, third meeting, I started to find myself reading my Bible more. I was watching all those other people around me, these believers, and they all seemed to have some kind of fulfillment. They seemed to find this fulfillment in their faith.
Sa una, si Mark ay umattend lamang sa O'Leary Gospel Hall sapagkat sa isip niya siya ay may obligasyon. At ito ang kanyang pamamaraan upang magpasalamat. Subalit sa patuloy niyang pagtungo doon ay natutunan niya na basahin ang kanyang Biblia at sa kanyang pagmamasid sa mga believers o sa mga taong nagtutungo ay nakita niya kung ang mga taong ito, kung paano ipinahahayag nila ang kanilang pananampalataya.
I went those three meetings that I told myself I was going to go, and then I stayed home on the fourth week. Due to the continued and deepening depression that I was feeling at the time, though, it led me to go back on that fifth week, hoping that I could understand what was drawing them all to keep going to these meetings.
Tatlong beses siya nga nagtungo sa pagpupulong, at nang ika-apat na linggo siya ay tumigil sa kanyang tahanan. Subalit sa kanyang pagtigil ay patuloy niyang nararamdaman ang depresyon at ang pagkalito. Kung kaya't sa ikalimang linggo, siya ay muling tumungo sa pagpupulong na sa pag-asa na maiintindihan niya kung ano ang mga bagay na kung saan ang mga tao ay tumutungo sa mga pagpupulong na gayon.
During that fifth meeting, when I went back, I exchanged contact information with one of the brothers there. Somebody all of us on here know, Timmy McKenzie. He was somebody who was very patient with me. He'd answer all my questions about faith, the Bible, and the gospel, both the intelligent ones and the not-so-smart questions I'd ask sometimes.
At sa kanyang pagtungo doon, siya ay nakipagpalitan ng impormasyon, ng contact information sa isang taong naroroon, at marahil ito ay kilala ninyo. Ito ay si Timmy McKenzie, na siyang napakalaking pasensya na sumasagot sa kanyang mga katanungan patungkol sa pananampalataya, sa Biblia, at patungkol sa Ebanghelyo.
He wouldn't argue with me about things, and he wouldn't pressure me, but he'd just keep bringing me back to what God says, to what the Bible says about us and about our condition.
Si Timmy ay hindi nakikipagtalo sa kanya. Hindi rin siya pinipilit. Ang kanyang ginagawa ay patuloy na ibinibigay sa kanya ang salita ng Diyos, kung ano ba ang sinasabi ng Biblia patungkol sa atin at sa ating kondisyon.
At that point in my journey, I'd say I understood the concepts that were being told to me, but I couldn't really understand them. I knew that the gospel message was being preached to me. I even was believing the things that were being told to be true, but it didn't give me any kind of peace at the time.
Maaring isabihin ko sa inyo ang aking paglalakbay ng mga panahong iyon, marahil ay naiintindihan ko ang mga bagay na ibinibigay sa akin, subalit hindi ko ito nauunawaan ng lubos. Alam kong ang Ebanghelyo, ang mensahe ng Ebanghelyo ay ipinahayag, at ako rin ay naniniwala sa mga katotohanan na sinasabi, subalit hindi ko pa nararamdaman ang kapayapaan sa aking puso.
I remember sitting there at the hall, at the front of our hall up on the wall, there's a big poster there, like the one you could see on my screen here. And I'd sit there staring at it, and some of the verses they would start to sit with me. Some of them were starting to feel very personal.
At sa aking patuloy na pag-upo sa bulwagan o sa bahay-sambahan, ay patuloy akong tumitingin sa mga sa chart na naroroon. Ito ay ang ating nakikita sa screen ni Mark ngayon. At sa patuloy niyang pagtingin, ang mga salita ng Diyos o mga talatang naroon ay nagiging bahagi na ng kanyang buhay.
First verse was Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13 says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it."
At ang unang talata na tubuon sa kanyang isipan ay ang mga talatang ating matatagpuan sa aklat ng Mateo, chapter 7, verse 13 hanggang 14. Sinasabi rito, "Pumasok kayo sa makipot na pintuan, sapagkat maluwang ang pintuan at malapad ang daang papunta sa kapahamakan, at ito ang dinaraanan ng marami." Verse 14, "Ngunit makipot ang pintuan at makitid ang daang papunta sa buhay, at kakaunti ang nagdaraan doon."
And then there was the words of the Lord Jesus himself in John 10 and 9 that said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture."
At sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 10, verse 9, sinasabi rito, "Ako ang pintuan. Kung ang sinumang taong papasok sa pamamagitan ko, siya'y maliligtas, at siya'y makapapasok at makalalabas at makasusumpong ng pastulan."
Reading those verses, I felt like I was standing at that door that you can see on the picture here. I was standing at it and I couldn't figure out how to walk through it.
At habang binabasa ni Mark ang mga talatang iyon, ang pakiramdam niya, siya ay nakatayo sa pintuan, subalit hindi niya alam kung paano papasok sa pintuang ito.
The concept seemed simple enough. You know, I kept trying to make things harder than it was. I kept thinking there has to be more to this. I have to have more feeling or more effort. There's more proof. I'm not sure what I expected, but I felt like I needed something more to make it feel real.
Ang konsepto para sa kanya ay isang napakasimple lamang. Subalit patuloy niya itong ginagawang napakahirap. Patuloy niyang iniisip na mayroong pang mas higit kaysa dito. Higit na pakiramdam o higit na pagsisikap o higit na patunay, isang bagay na maaring ito ay maging katotohanan.
When I asked somebody, "How can a person be saved?" I was pointed to these words in Romans 10. In Romans 10 and verse 9 it says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." In verse 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And then verse 13 said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
At nang kanyang tanungin, paano ba siya maliligtas? Ang mga talatang ito ay itinuro sa kanya. Sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 9, chapter 10, verse 9 hanggang 10 at chapter 13. Verse 9 ng Romans 10, "Kung ipahayag ng iyong mga labi, na si Jesus ay Panginoon, at buong puso kang sasampalataya na siya'y muling binuhay ng Diyos, maliligtas ka." Verse 10, "Sapagkat sumasampalataya ang tao sa pamamagitan ng kanyang puso, at sa gayon ay pinapawalang sala ng Diyos. Nagpapahayag naman siya sa pamamagitan ng kanyang labi, at sa gayon ay naliligtas." Verse 13, "Dahil sinasabi sa kasulatan, maliligtas ang lahat ng tumatawag sa Panginoon."
That's really as plain as God can make all this for us. It says, "Thou shalt be saved, whosoever." But even with those verses, I still continued to struggle with what felt like a long time. I was listening to things, I was thinking about them, I was reading my Bible, and I still wasn't settled. I was dealing with my grief, but more than that, I was starting to deal with God.
At napakasimple lamang ang nais ipahayag ng Diyos. Thou shalt be saved. Na ikaw ay maliligtas. Ang sino man. Subalit maging ang mga talatang iyon, ay nahihirapan akong tanggapin ang mga bagay. Ako'y nakikinig, nag-iisip at nagbabasa. Subalit hindi ito, ito'y hindi pumapasok sa aking kaisipan. Hindi lamang kalungkutan ang aking hinaharap. At sa pagkakataong ito ay hinaharap ko ang Diyos.
On the morning of March 10th, 2023, I was sat in a car sitting outside the hospital where the last days of my fiance had started. To distract myself, I started listening to a podcast, some audio on my phone. It was a podcast that featured a preacher named Jack Hay. He was sharing his own story about his life, the Word of God, salvation, its importance to us, and I just sat there listening to it with my eyes closed.
At isang umaga ng March 10, 2023, habang si Mark ay nakaupo sa kanyang kotse sa harapan ng ospital kung saan ang kanyang fiancé ay binawian ng buhay, at upang abalahin ang kanyang sarili, siya ay nakinig sa isang podcast. Ang podcast na ito ay ang preacher na nagngangalang Jack Hay. Siya ay mula sa Scotland. Ipinahayag niya ang patungkol sa kanyang kwento ng kanyang buhay, ang salita ng Diyos, ang pagliligtas, at ang kahalagahan ng kaligtasan. At siya ay nakaupo at ang kanyang mata ay nakapikit at siya ay nakikinig lamang.
At this point, I was listening to the words and I started to feel some tears in my eyes. He was quoting a verse from the book of Joel. Joel chapter 2 and verse 32, and said, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered."
At ng mga pagkakataong iyon ay naramdaman niya na tumutulo ang kanyang luha, at ang preacher ay nagpatuloy at binanggit ang mga salita ng Diyos mula sa aklat ng Joel chapter 2 verse 32. Ito'y nagsasaad ng, "At sa panahong iyon, ang lahat ng hihingi ng tulong kay Yahweh ay maliligtas."
When I heard that, I hit pause. I literally started speaking out loud. I don't know if I was speaking to myself or to God, but I admitted that I was a sinner, that I was living a life where I was so confused and lost, and that I needed help. I expressed my belief and my trust in Christ's sacrifice for my forgiveness. I believed that Christ had suffered and died for me, and that through him, my sins could be forgiven.
Nang narinig niya ang mga talatang ito, siya ay natigilan. At sa pagkakataong iyon, siya ay nagsalita ng malakas. Hindi niya alam kung ito ba ay kinakausap niya ang kanyang sarili o ang Diyos. Inaamin niya na siya ay makasalanan, na siya ay nalilito, na siya ay nawawala at nangangailangan ng tulong. At ipinahayag niya ang kanyang paniniwala at pananampalataya sa Panginoong Hesukristo at sa alay o sa handog para sa kaligtasan, para sa kapatawaran. At siya ay naniwala at nagtiwala kay Kristo na namatay, na nagdusa at namatay para sa kanya, at sa pamamagitan nito ang kanyang mga kasalanan ay mapapatawad.
At that moment, I had felt a literal weight lifted from my chest. I knew something significant had happened that I would later realize was that I was saved at that moment. It was truly a gift that I just could never repay. And what gave me assurance wasn't just some feeling that I tried to chase. It was God's promise in the Bible and that finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross.
At ng mga pagkakataong iyon, naramdaman niya na ang bigat sa kanyang dibdib ay nawala. Alam niya na mayroong mabuting nangyari at kanyang napagtanto na sa pagkakataong iyon siya ay naligtas. Isang regalo na hindi niya kayang bayaran. At nagbigay sa kanya ng katiyakan at nagbigay sa kanya ng katiyakan ng pangako ng Diyos at sa tinapos na magawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo.
At the heart of it, that's what the gospel really is. The gospel isn't about our own self-improvement. It isn't about going and joining some church. It's that God has dealt with sin fully through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sapagkat ang mensahe ng Ebanghelyo ay hindi pagtitiwala o pagpapabuti ng sarili. Ang Ebanghelyo ay hindi pagsali sa isang simbahan. Ang Ebanghelyo ay ang pagharap ng Diyos para sa kasalanan at sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong ng kanyang anak na ang Panginoong Hesukristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ had paid that in full at the cross. At the cross, He paid for our sin through His suffering and His resurrection.
At ang Panginoong Hesukristo ang nagbayad ng halaga sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pagdurusa at sa kanyang pagkabuhay na muli.
And that's what I came to rest on, that Christ died for our sins and rose again. God had told us, whosoever shall be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't just come here to teach us about being good. He came to deal with the root problem we all have, sin.
At iyan ang pinanghahawakan ni Mark, na ang Panginoon na si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Siya ay muling nabuhay. At ang sabi ng Panginoon, ang sino man ay maliligtas. Ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay hindi lamang nagtungo rito upang magturo ng mabubuti, upang mapabuti ang ating pamumuhay. Siya ay nagtungo rito upang harapin ang ugat ng suliranin at ito ang kasalanan.
That's why the question in these gospel meetings is never, how good are you? The question is, what are you doing with Christ? Are you trusting on yourself or are you trusting in what the Savior has done?
Kung kaya't ang katanungan ay kung gaano ka ba kabuti. Ang katanungan, ano ba ang inyong ginawa? Kaya kay Kristo, kayo ba ay nagtitiwala sa inyong sarili o kayo ba ay nagtitiwala sa tagapagligtas?
That morning on March 10th of 2023 at 10 a.m. will ever hold a place in my heart because I know at that day, at that time, I was saved by the grace of God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
At ng umaga ng March 10, 2023, alas 10 ng umaga ay nagkaroon ng napakalaking bahagi sa puso ni Mark sapagkat ng mga araw na iyon at ng mga sandaling iyon, alam niya na siya ay naligtas sa pamamagitan ng biyaya ng Diyos at sa alay ng Panginoong Hesukristo.
That day was not the end. It was just the beginning of my journey with Christ. But now, as we're coming to the end here, after I've taken more time than I meant to, this is where my testimony needs to become your own question.
At hindi dito nagtatapos ang kanyang paglalakbay. At ito ay simula lamang ang kanyang patutuo ay maaaring maging isang katanungan para sa inyo.
It doesn't take a big event in your life like I had to be saved. It doesn't take a tragedy. It doesn't need to take years of religious effort. It only takes you coming to Christ as a sinner and trusting in Him.
At hindi maaaring ang pagkakaroon ng kaligtasan ay hindi maaaring magkaroon ng napakalaking pangyayari sa inyong buhay o magkaroon kayo ng napakalaking trahedya at hindi rin ang pagsisikap na maging relihiyoso. Ang mga bagay na ito ay makakamit ninyo sa pamamagitan kung kayo ay lalapit kay Kristo bilang makasalanan at magtitiwala sa Kanya.
I just want to make sure that I make it very plain. You don't need to go to a gospel hall like I did to be saved. You don't need to grow up with a specific background or have the right kind of family or any of these things. You can be sitting right where you are now, listening to this on your phone or your laptop or whatever, and God can save you the same way that He saved me. He brings us to our need and then brings us to Christ.
At nais naming ipahayag sa inyo na ang pagkakaroon ng kaligtasan ay napakapayak. Hindi ninyo kinakailangang magtungo sa gospel hall. Hindi kayo nangangailangan na magkaroon kayo ng magandang pagkatao o tamang pamilya o anuman. Maari kayong maligtas habang kayo ay nakaupo sa inyong kinauupuan at nakikinig sa inyong mga telepono o sa inyong laptop. Ang Diyos ay ililigtas kayo ng Diyos kagaya ng kaligtasang natamo ni Mark at maaari niya kayong dalhin na makita ang inyong mga pangangailangan at dalhin kayo sa harapan ng Panginoong Hesukristo.
I'll wrap up now with reading one more verse from the Bible. One of the most well-known verses, probably from the Bible, John 3:16. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
At sa ating pagtatapos ay muli naming babasahin sa inyo ang mga salita ng Diyos na matatagpuan sa aklat ng Juan. Ang napaka-popular na talata sa Biblia sa Juan chapter 3 verse 16. Sapagkat gayong inibig ng Diyos ang sanlibutan na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na sinilang na anak upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
The verse is so well known, but it's well known for such a good reason. It says, God loved, God gave, whosoever believeth should not perish, everlasting life.
Ang mga talatang ito ay maraming nakaaalam ng mga talatang ito at sa napakagandang kadahilanan sapagkat mahal ng Diyos, ibinigay ng Diyos para sa sinuman at ang mga mananampalataya ay hindi mapapahamak at magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Sometimes it's hard to see the simplicity of salvation because of other things in our lives. Our past, our own pride, fears or questions that we have, our pain. But the reality is it is that simple. If you just take God at His word, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died for our sins and rose again, you could end this meeting saved yourself.
At marahil sasabihin natin na hindi naman na napakasimple lamang ng upang tayo ay magkaroon ng kaligtasan sa ating buhay. At marahil ang mga bagay na ito ay may mga bagay na nagiging hadlang kagaya ng ating nakalipas, ang ating ang pride sa ating sarili, ang takot, ang mga katanungan, ang mga sakit. Subalit ang pagkakaroon ng kaligtasan ay napakasimple lamang. Kung inyong tatanggapin ang salita ng Diyos at ibibigay ang inyong tiwala sa Panginoong Hesukristo na siyang namatay at nabuhay para sa ating mga kasalanan, maaring matapos ang pagtitipong ito na kayo ay ligtas.
So thank you all for listening, even though I went a little longer than we usually go. So we'll just end off in a quick word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you once again for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the fact that he has given salvation through his sacrifice on the cross. We thank you for that glorious power that is given through your grace. We pray that each of those who have listened to this message this morning, that if they be not saved, that they would not delay any longer, and that they would simply choose Christ in their life. We bless each of the homes that are represented in this call, and please give help to their understanding of what was said. We ask all this in that most precious and holy name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.